No locker room talk here. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
8:13 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Tuesday, the 10th of September, 2019. Glad you could join us this morning. And because it is Tuesday, it's time for Living Gracefully with Todd Dougherty from Woodland Terrace. Good morning, Todd Dougherty, via the telephone this morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Ray. I'm doing well this morning.
You're out traveling this morning, and I can appreciate maybe trying to find some air conditioning. It's supposed to be warm the next couple of days.
It is. So I'm up a little further north where I think we're having not quite the same fantastic forecast you guys are having today.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, you and I were talking last week when you were in here last Tuesday in the weeks prior about just, you know, before we go on the air, we want to make sure that our cell phones are on silent so they don't ring and things during our segment that we do together here every Tuesday. And inevitably, it seems like, and you agreed too, I mean, we're getting more and more of these, what I would call scam phone calls, people trying to convince you to, you know, that, oh, you know, the warranty on your car is going to expire soon. And I mean, I drive a 15-year-old car. I think the warranty is long past on that one. And just all kinds of things about how you can lower your credit score by doing this, and all you got to do is press one. And they're calling from spoofed phone numbers, in fact, so that if you actually look up the number, it's a real phone number. I think I shared with you a couple of weeks ago. I got a phone call a while back, and it said it was my wife calling. So I answered it, and it was a recorded message. They had spoofed her phone number to make it look like it was her calling me. So I answered it. And I don't know. I know the federal government's looking in. Congressman Upton has been trying to come up with a solution of how we can stop these things. But this is becoming a real problem, especially the one that you just shared with me before we went on the air, Todd. What was the one that you got?
So when I was in there with you guys a couple of weeks ago, I got a phone call, and I didn't answer it. And so I actually left a voicemail, and it was a message saying that they had but then my Social Security number had been compromised, and so they were suspending it until I called them back. And I actually worried for a second because you hear about people's identities being stolen, and it becomes a nightmare when that happens. And so I quickly Googled it to realize immediately that this is a very significant scam that happens to a lot of people. And I consider myself a semi-intelligent person, but even I was like, my first reaction was like, oh my goodness, is this true? I wonder what happened. So it was a little alarming that it's not true at all. And I think what people are really looking for is they're looking for you to answer those phone calls, and they're looking to get as much personal information out of you as possible. And that can be an alarming message that your Social Security number has been compromised, or that your bank account has been compromised. That is a pretty alarming thing for actually to be true.
Yeah, I got that exact same phone call yesterday, and I don't answer them. If I don't recognize the number, I typically don't answer those calls, and then they'll just go to voicemail. And I should have saved the recorded message. Next time I get one, I will, and I'll play it back on the air, because that one is a big one, and it is absolutely a scam. The Social Security Administration will never, ever, ever call you to let you know that your Social Security number has been compromised and that they're going to suspend it. It is never going to happen. They will send you a letter if something like that, but it just doesn't work that way. They will not call you because they probably, for the most part, Todd, don't even have your phone number.
That is correct. So that was one of the things. I posted an article on our website that kind of references some different scams that are out there. The one with the Social Security card or your Social Security number is that the Social Security Administration will never call you unless you have an ongoing situation with them. And then you would recognize the number having been someone that you've been speaking with. Any of their correspondence, the initial correspondence, always come via mail. They will never come via the phone.
Yeah, so those are some scary things. What are some other types of scams that you've heard, Todd, that you might have some information about to share with us this morning?
You know, the one that I get all the time that I think, especially as we get older, gets important is insurance. So I get probably five or six phone calls a day that are scam calls, and probably half of those are trying to sell me different insurance plans. Now, as we get older, we go on Medicare. There are a lot of different options, and people do kind of look at their different options each year depending on what their current medical situations are. So it is possible that you are switching your supplemental plans periodically, and so it's a logical conversation to have. It's not going to happen with someone randomly calling your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
No, the other big one, too, is, you know, credit card debt, credit card consolidation, or anything referencing your bank. Your bank is going to call you directly. I have not yet gotten one. So I bank at Chemical Bank in Fifth Third currently. And so I've gotten multiple calls regarding credit cards, my bank accounts. And they come from numbers that are local to the area code of my phone, but they have not actually come from Fifth Third or Chemical Bank yet. But if you're getting a phone call saying that your credit card has been compromised, that too, you know, is something alarming, because that actually has happened before. But it's Fifth Third that's actually calling me when that happens. It's not a random number.
Yeah, and the best thing you can do on that one is, because there's so many scams out there, is don't, you know, if it says, you know, click one to talk to one of our representatives or something like that, don't do that. Just hang up and then look up the phone number to your financial institution, and you call the number that you have for them and find out if that really did happen. And they'll answer that question for you. But don't just depend on, oh, geez, my credit card's been compromised. You know, I'm going to click one and talk to somebody, because, like you said, Todd, they're going to immediately start asking you for some personal information. They might even say, you know, you've got a PIN that you use when you could you tell me that PIN number over the phone here so we can verify that it's you? Boom, you just gave up that information, and that's absolutely a scam. Be careful on that.
Yeah, the best information possible is when you get those phone calls is to not even engage someone, because their intent is to get as much personal information as possible. So as much as you want to hit one and talk to someone to try to get them to stop calling you, the best thing you can do is to hang up the phone. My mom once was trying to engage someone because she was so frustrated, and I happened to be at her house. So I'm like, Mom, hang up the phone. Just hang up the phone.
Yeah,
stop talking.
So, and maybe you don't have the answer to this, Todd, but maybe it's in some of the information that you have available. So we had somebody at the radio station here the other day. In fact, he said that he did get a call from his bank saying that his credit card had, his bank card had been compromised. And he also got a text message about it, because now they're even texting information out to your cell phones. And those are some texting scams that we're hearing about in the news now. And when, in fact, he did not answer the call, he got the voicemail, so then he did call his financial institution to find out that for sure it had happened. His credit card had been, I don't know, used it at a gas station or something, and it had some illegal charges on there. And so he took care of it, but he did the right thing. Basically, he, you know, did not take the call. He looked up the financial institution number, and he called them back. But so how do you tell the difference between, you know, if your bank or your financial institution is, if they're legitimately calling you or if it's a scam? I don't have an answer to that.
So I think one of the best things you can do, so my credit card on multiple occasions has been compromised. And I think one of the best things to do is to understand how your financial institution would communicate with you when that happens. If you question whether or not it's an actual phone call, hang up and call back. You know, on the back of all credit cards or debit cards is a number to call. Or you can look up the phone number for your bank. So I would recommend someone, if you question the phone call at all, hang up the phone call and call back the financial institution that supposedly is in question directly yourself. They will get you right back. So Fifth Third, I think, may use a third-party company to follow up on fraudulent activity, especially after hours. And there's been a couple of times that I have said, okay, thank you, I'm going to actually hang up and call back the 800 number that I have. And I've gotten back to a person. There, in fact, was a problem, was able to take care of it. But if you question it at all, you know, make sure that you know who you should call if there's a problem with your financial institution. So if you question a phone call, you're able to hang up and call back a number that you actually trust.
Yeah, and they're not going to get mad at you for doing that. They're not going to, you know, and if they say that they're getting frustrated and that it's ridiculous, we're calling you right now, we'll just take care of it. No, hang up. Like you said, look up the number on the back of your card. There's usually an 800 number there. Or like I said, you probably have the number to your financial institution to just give them a call. You place the call. That way you know for sure that you're calling the place that, you're calling the right place, and it's not just somebody trying to scam some of that information. What is some of the information? You said a lot of personal information. Have you seen any reports on the types of information that they're looking for, Todd?
You know, I haven't, not specifically. So they're looking for Social Security numbers. They're looking for credit card numbers. They're looking for debit card numbers. They're looking for your address, as much personal information as they can get to potentially, you know, then actually do fraudulent activity under your name.
Yeah, exactly. And so you've got a bunch of this information posted up on your website. What are some things we can look for and some questions that maybe we could get answered on your website, Todd?
So there's quite a few different things that are posted on. There's not just the phone scams. There's other scams that are out there to be aware of. There's also at the end of the article that I posted, there's a link you can click on that are kind of 8 steps to take to prevent these things from happening to you. I actually do not have that open on my computer because I do not have an internet connection currently.
Sure, that's
but
fine.
At the end of that article, you can click a link that gives you 8 tips to help prevent fraudulent activity from actually happening to you. The other big one I would say for people, and we have seen this with our residents over time, is when something does happen that is fraudulent, it can be embarrassing that we've actually, you know, been vulnerable enough to give out information that we shouldn't have, or we've written a check for some place that we probably shouldn't have sent money to them. It could be really embarrassing for people, and so I would say the other big thing is don't be embarrassed. We all make mistakes. We all get out information that we maybe shouldn't have, and tell someone if you've done that. You know, the biggest thing is that people feel embarrassed, and so therefore they just don't say anything about what happened. And all that does is increase the chances of you being taken advantage of in the future.
Yeah, your financial institutions, unfortunately, deal with this type of situation all the time. They know what to do. They know what steps need to be taken to prevent that from happening at all, or, you know, to stop the activity or the illegal activity. And don't be afraid to call local law enforcement as well, because they know what to do and they know how to deal with this situation, because it happens. People fall for these calls all the time. That's why they keep doing it. If people didn't fall for these scams, these scam calls and text messages and emails and things, these businesses, you know, or these unreputable organizations, then I guess they wouldn't keep doing it. It's because, you know, maybe one out of every 400 calls that they make, somebody actually does give up some information. Well, you know what? It's worth it to them to just keep doing it over and over and over. So don't answer those phone calls. You know, if they say something, just call and check, and 9 times out of 10, your financial institution is going to say, yep, everything's just fine, don't worry about it. And don't be afraid to call the social, if you think your Social Security account has been compromised, don't be afraid to call them. They can help you out as well. So again, all that information, Todd, posted where?
It's at woodlandterrace.com under the resource tab at the bottom of the page.
All right. Well, Todd, some good information to pass along, and appreciate the information. This is Living Gracefully from Todd Dougherty from Woodland Terrace. Todd, have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ray. You too.
All righty.